Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to episode 398 of The Lab. I'm Brad Barton.
I'm Phil Barton.
This is one in our continuing series on games and game theory. If you'd like to catch the other episodes, you can find them by visiting thelabwithbrad.com.
Okay, see, if it's 1-1-2, then you go, because that way I
look
can...
at you, getting way ahead of things.
What? Oh, sorry. Well, I sat down, it's right in front of me.
You're gonna want a pen.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I have a pen. I am prepared.
I want to apologize to the listeners. We're having really weird technical difficulties, so there might be a high-pitched sound.
Coming in and out.
Yeah, coming in and out. Mm-hmm. But we're going to forge ahead.
Yes.
Like troopers.
Screw those gremlins.
All right. I first want to mention in the previous episode, mm-hmm. we played a game called Dr. Nim or One Heap Nim. Or the number game.
Oh, okay.
And we played it so that whoever picked up the last marshmallow won.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a variant where whoever gets stuck with the last marshmallow loses.
So bombs instead of marshmallows?
Or? I don't know. Marshmallow bombs. Ah, sweet.
But you need to eat it. Eat it!
It's also true of the game called Nim. Or the multi-heap Nim.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't play it like that. We played it where we got to the whoever picks up the last one wins.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we played on Monday. Our sponsors today include daily routines, morning exercises, and reasons to skip it.
That sounds like my mornings. Yeah. It happens in 2 seconds.
It happens in 2 seconds. That's my morning routine. I ain't doing that.
Yeah. Exactly.
I have a game for you.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Do I need a pen?
Well, it wouldn't hurt.
I don't know where it is, Brad.
That hurts.
Yes, yes.
I have paper.
Piper.
Piper. Why? Why?
Piper. I don't know.
Pointy Piper Boyd
sitting on a coin. There it is.
My foot-long novelty pen.
All right. There are tasteless jokes to be made here, but let's move on with our lives. What we have are three heaps of stuff. I think we're going to use marbles just to be traditional. You must take at least one marble on your turn,
mm-hmm.
and you can take as many from any given heap,
mm-hmm.
including the entire heap, as you want.
How many are in the heap? Does it matter?
It does matter.
Oh.
But there are three heaps.
And that's all I get? What? Okay.
All right. I'm going to go first the first time.
Okay.
There's a heap of three,
mm-hmm.
a heap of two, and a heap of three.
Okay.
So I'm going to take both of them from the middle one, leaving a heap of three and a heap of three.
Okay. Yeah, I assumed you just did 1, 2, 3, right? As far as the stacks, or what do you...
I don't know. Call them something.
1, 2, 3. Okay, so you took that. Okay, sounds good. What's the goal?
Is to take the last marble.
Oh, okay.
Didn't I say? I meant to say.
And I can take as many as I want?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I...
From a heap. You can't just grab all of them. That would make this game really easy. I went first. I grabbed all the marbles. I win.
Well, I'm going to take 2 from pile number 3, which leaves a heap of... 3 and a heap of 1.
That's great. I'm going to take 2 from heap number 1.
I should have taken 1.
No, you could probably still win, huh? Okay, so I'll take 1 from heap 1.
And I will take the last marble and win.
Yeah.
All right. How about you can go first?
I can go first this time?
Yes.
Is it the same thing?
There's a heap of 1, a heap of 2, and a hoo. There's a heap of 1, a heap of 2, and a heap of 3 this time.
Okay. Oh, I can't do this. I'm going to take the heap of 1 to simplify my life.
Okay. I'm going to take 1 from the heap of 3, leaving a heap of 2 and a heap of 2.
Oh, this isn't fair. I'm starting, if you can get them, okay. Okay. Well, I'm going to, okay, just to put us out of misery, I will take a heap of two and, yeah.
Leaving two that I will take and thus win.
Yes.
Now, you seem to have already narrowed down the idea that I'm cheating.
A little bit,
Because it does matter who goes first.
Oh.
And you can actually tell who's going to win this game, depending on who's going first, if you know the trick.
So, okay, I noticed it's 1-2-3 versus 3-2-3 just there. If you had gone first on the 1-2-3,
yes,
and I'd played it right, would I have been able to win?
Yes.
Yes. Yes? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Aiming for... Okay, I kind of...
You've got a hint of something going on here.
I certainly do. Does it have to do with the sum total of the number of marbles somehow as a trick to figure out who goes first to win?
I'm not explaining that today.
That's not fair.
All right, the next three...
I threw everything down. Hold on.
I don't want to play anymore. Okay, Patrick.
I'm ready.
Those last two I picked to illustrate some points, to give you a prayer in the next section. There's three more sets of three numbers here that were chosen randomly. And I'm going to let you decide whether you want to go first or second.
Crap.
Okay. You ready?
Sure.
We have a heap of nine, a heap of seven, and a heap of two.
Okay. Now let me just... Let me... Because the 3-2-3... Now, see, the threes are both odd. So it changing to one... I don't have a prayer. I'm just going to play. And I'm just going to go.
So, okay.
Twos seem to be important. I'm going to take five from the seven to give it a 9-2-2.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to take all nine from the nine to leave two and two.
Wait. Oh, wait. Can I go back? I would like to take... I would like to make the middle one three somehow. I don't know why. Can I go back a turn? This isn't chess, right?
I'm tempted to let you just to see, but no, you can't.
I'll take the heap of two on the, just to put myself out of the misery.
And then I'll take the other two.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you can tell that like once I got you maneuvered into having two equal piles, you're screwed.
Is it two equal piles or is it?
Oh, that is one way to win, yes.
I'm ready.
Next set.
Okay.
A set of four, a heap of seven, and a heap of one.
I thought you'd come up with another grouping. It's a set of four, a heap of seven, and a singular...
and a collection of one. Do you want to go first or second?
I'm going to go first and just take the one. No. You're going to go first.
Wait, oh.
I don't know, man. Tell me what you want to do, and then I'll do the opposite.
I don't know. I haven't worked it out yet.
Okay. Okay. Good. I'll go first and take the one somehow for reasons.
Four and seven? Are you sure?
No. That's not what I want. I don't know what I want. I'm just going to take two from four for reasons. I have no idea what I'm doing.
So that it's 2-7-1?
Yes.
Ooh. Ooh. Mean.
Is it? I have a prayer.
2-7-1.
Yeah.
I am going to take 4 from 7, making it 2-3-1.
Okay. Crap. I feel like I see the ending here. Yeah, I'm going to take 1 from the 2 to give a 1-3-1.
I'm going to take the 3 from the 3. To leave 1-1.
That sucks, and I'll take one on the one, and you take the other one, and you get all the marshmallows.
These are marbles. I don't want to eat these at all.
Good point. Well, it starts with an M.
All right, last time.
Okay.
9, 8, and 9.
All right, you might have to edit out some silence here for a second.
Oh, I thought you'd have this one.
Do I have a pattern here? Well, it's like they're larger numbers. Do they?
Are you rolling dice to decide what you're going to do?
No, I'm looking back a page to see what happened to me earlier and why I keep losing. I honestly, I cannot wrap my head around this yet. So I'm just going to go first and take 2 from 9 and make 7, 8, 9.
Really?
Yes, I don't know what I'm doing.
That's a... Oh, damn it.
But at least I'm making it hard for you.
Yes, at least you've done that much. 7, 8, 9. I'm not sure what to do.
Woo! I'm pretty happy about that.
I'm glad you're happy. I am going to take 1 from 9 at... Oh, is that right?
I don't know.
7, 8, and 9.
I'm guaranteed to screw this up, even if you screw this up.
And wait, how many did you take?
I took 2 from the first, what do we call them? Piles?
Right, so heaps. It's 7. Yeah. And that would leave. I'm going to take 4 from the last pile of 9 and make it 5. So it is now 7, 8, and 5.
Can I just, out of curiosity, ask, do I have any hope at this point?
I don't think so, but I could screw up.
Considering that laugh, I was like, well, I like consecutive numbers, so I'm going to take 2 from the 8 and make 7, 6, 5. Because I don't know what I'm doing. This is amazing. All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to take 4 from the 5 and leave 1, which is now 7, 6, 1.
Okay. Okay. So if I do that, then you can... I'm going to just take the 1.
Okay.
I'm going to take the 1.
All right. I'm going to take 1 from the 7, leaving you with 6 and 6.
Why is it? Why? Oh. Because I can't... Ah! Because I have to. There's nothing I can do here. I thought getting down to 2 numbers would simplify it, and it has for you.
No, it's awfully simple for you as well. I mean, do anything you want.
I'm going to lose, yes. I'm just going to take all the sixes. All of them. Can I take them all? No, I'm
okay. Yeah. So that leaves 6 left. I take all 6.
Yeah.
And I win.
Yeah.
I tried to give you this big fat hint that once you get your other opponent into a situation where they're facing 2 equal piles,
yeah.
They're screwed.
But if.
So if, when it was 9, 8, 9, I thought you'd just take the 8 and screw me.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, that would have worked really well.
Okay, no, I'm just now cluing into if it's their turn and you've delivered them 2 piles. Yeah. They're screwed. It doesn't even have to be equal numbers, does it?
No, but that is one way to screw them.
Okay. This is interesting. Yeah, I don't have all the tricks here. I don't think I could win this again. Even if we ran again, I wouldn't win because I'm not quite sure what's going on.
All right, but we'll explain it later, and it will all make sense, and you will be one of the few humans, that's probably billions of them, that understand this game.
I'll be ready for those, The pub quiz.
You know how it happens all the time. You're walking down the street into the bus station. Hey, I got 3 heaps of marshmallows.
Win $1,000.
So you were going to start guessing on how one does this.
Yeah, no. So I tried to boil it down. I think it has to do with like a number 1 in a heap is special because all you can do is take the heap, if you do anything to that heap, right?
Right.
But 2s are also kind of special because, all the other person could do is either take 1 and leave it or take the whole dang thing.
All right. Do you remember how to turn numbers into binary numbers?
Roughly, yes. Yes, I do.
Good, because that's going to be important. Oh. I did write it all out ahead of time. Because I've discovered I cannot trust my math when I'm on stage.
That makes sense. Hold on, I got to write down a two base.
Let me let you write down. I can't trust Brad's math.
2 to the 0. Okay, yeah.
first off, there a winning strategy is to present your partner mm-hmm. or your opponent with two heaps of equal size.
Okay.
All right, but what you're actually trying to do is get a nim sum of zero.
A nim sum. Okay, nim sum.
Yes.
This sounds like soup.
So you're going to take the numbers and convert them into binary.
Oh.
Now, you know, the numbers we all know and love. Yeah, on the far right is the ones place.
Mm-hmm.
To the left of that is the tens, mm-hmm. then hundreds, then thousands.
Yeah.
For binary, right. You start with one. Then you go to the twos place, mm-hmm. then the fours, mm-hmm. and then the eights. Mm-hmm. And since we never got a number higher than nine, that's all you need.
Thank goodness, because I was, okay, thank goodness. Screw 8-bit.
Once you have converted them all into binary, mm-hmm. you add them together without carrying.
Oh, you do what now? So, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Let's look at an example.
Thank you.
So we start with 3, 2, 3,
mm-hmm.
which in binary is 1, 1,
mm-hmm.
1, 0,
mm-hmm.
and then 1, 1.
Okay.
And you write those all on the top of each other.
Okay.
Now, normally when you got 1 + 0 + 1 in the right-hand column, you'd carry a 1 and end up with a 0, but you don't carry. So you just write down the 0.
Wait. So I got 1, 1. Wait, it's like addition, right? Am I putting 1, 1, and then below that I put 1, 0?
And then below that, 1, 1.
So shouldn't I have a 2? But that doesn't make sense. It's binary. Okay. Oh, it's a 0. Okay. Because it's binary, right?
Right.
Okay.
Now, on the other column, in the 2's place,
mm-hmm.
we got 1 + 1 + 1.
Mm-hmm.
1 + 1 = 0, don't carry. But there's another 1, so it ends up being a 1.
Okay.
So what you end with is 1, 0. Or 2.
Yes, yes.
So you want to present your opponent with a nim sum of 0. Right now we got a nim sum of 2. Mm-hmm. Since we happen to have a heap that is 2, this is really easy. Just pull out the 2.
Oh. Okay. Wow. So this is the solution?
And then you end up with a pile of 3 versus a pile of 3. Yeah, this is the solution.
So that's how it works. And that's a lot of math to, right? There was that time where I almost had you on Monday and you're like, wait. Were you converting into binary?
We'll get there. And yes.
Okay.
That's not the only winning move with 3, 2, 3.
Mm-hmm.
You're going first. You can also take 2 away from the first 3 and end up with 1, 2, 3.
Uh-huh.
So our second example, actually, in my notes, it's 3, 2, 1, but I said it backwards, 1, 2, 3.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, have a little cry. It really makes no difference. But so 3 is 1, 1.
Mm-hmm.
Under that, you write 1, 0 for 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then under that, you write 0, 1 for 1.
Okay.
Yes, I'm putting the...
Why do I need a 0?
Just to make it line up pretty.
Right. Okay. Pretty.
Now, if you line all that up, and add it all together, no carries, what do you get?
Oh, crap. No carries. I still get 0.
That's 0. Right.
Yes.
So stick the other guy with it. After you, sir.
Okay.
And whatever move they do, you want to get it back to a nim sum of 0, or at least 2 equal heaps. Which, by the way, like 2 equal heaps, that is automatically a nim sum of 0.
So any version of 2 equal heaps means give it to the other guy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay.
Or any version of a 0 sum with the weird no carry math.
Goodness.
Now, those are the ones I chose on purpose. I'm going to use the last one since I screwed up there.
Oh. I actually have a record of that one. Yes.
Yeah. Well, so do I. So it was 989.
Yes.
And you went ahead and went first. I really expected to lose right off the bat because I thought you were just going to take the 8.
Yeah, that would have done it.
That would have done it just fine.
I didn't see it at the time.
But 9 is 1001.
Mm-hmm.
8 is 1000.
Mm-hmm.
And the other 9 is 1001.
Of course.
You add that all together with the weird no carry math.
Mm-hmm.
You get 1000 or 8.
Okay.
Which sort of suggests that maybe you should have taken that 8.
Because I want to present you. Okay, I see. I mean, how in the world did anybody ever figure this out?
I don't know. That's not what happened, though. You took 2 from the first heap of 9
yes.
and presented me with 789.
I did.
It is 0111, 1000.
Writing.
And 1001. Did I go too fast?
No. I got all that.
Okay.
But now I do the math, or you could just tell me.
I could totally just tell you.
I got 0110.
Which is 6.
Oh. So.
So one of the winning moves is to take 6 from 7. This is tricky, right? You look at the 8 and the 9.
Yeah.
They both got a 1 in the 8's position.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take anything away from the 8, then you no longer have a 1 in the 8's position, and you can't cancel those out anymore.
Oh, this is tricky. See? So, what the heck is going on? Okay, so I have, what'd you call it? A what sum?
A nim sum.
A nim sum. Again, the soup. So I can't take 6 from anywhere. I have to take it from 7 for reasons that you just explained.
That I just explained.
Hopefully are totally clear to the listeners.
Look at 8 and 9. Right? Like 9 is 1001 and 8 is 1000.
Yeah.
The only way to turn that 1 on the 8th place all over on the far left is to keep the 8 and the 9.
Oh. Otherwise that 0 turns to... Okay.
All right.
That makes sense in binary.
Despite my triumphant cackle, mm-hmm. I did this wrong.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you took, I got 785 as the next.
Yeah, that's what I did.
So you took 4 from 9.
So 7 is 0111.
Mm-hmm.
8 is 1000. And then for 5, it's 0101.
Oh, yeah.
Which gives you a nim sum, 1010 or 10. And there's those 2-digit numbers I was trying to avoid.
Well, crap. We managed it. Congratulations to us. All right.
This time, if you look at just the 7, 111, and the 5, 101, you get a nim sum of 10, which is 2.
Okay.
So if you want to cancel out that 2, you can take it from the second heap and take 6 from it and just leave 2. So you end up with 7, 2, 5.
Oh.
That would be the winning move.
Well, thanks to my ignorance of this whole thing, and I still don't feel educated. Yeah, we ended up with 7, 6, 5 because I like consecutive numbers.
You went 7, 6, 5.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, actually, there's several winning moves from here. 7, 2, 5, 3, 6, 5, or 7, 6, 1. All three of those end up with a nim sum of 0.
Yeah, I gave you the world.
Yeah, you did. I went with 7, 6, 1.
Yeah.
For no good reason, in fact. Well, you were already screwed. But you took the 1. So then I took the 1 from 7 and turned it into 6, 6. And that's the double heap. And game, set, and match. I'm not surprised you didn't quite follow this. People going along at home, I hope you had a pen and paper. This is the kind of thing where you might want to rewind it and listen to it dozens of times and give us lots of hits.
No, I support this. A tutorial on binary from us. We'll do that later, right?
We'll do that sometime, yeah.
Lots of hits.
But with a little practice, you can do this on the fly. You have to learn to keep track of binary on your fingers.
That's crazy. Yeah. Oh, fingers. Oh, that would have worked great. Sitting here with a pen like a sucker.
You know, like stick a finger up for ones and a finger down for zeros. Right.
Yeah. Very elegant.
Yes. That's what I was doing.
Glad I thought of it.
But I was on stage, so I screwed up my math. I gave you several chances to win.
Oh, crap.
If you weren't just flailing around randomly, you would have had
me. I was in pain.
Anyway, there are many more games in game theory. I'm not sure which one we're going to do next, but we'll talk about that next time. See you then.
Bye.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.